was something that that Roy brought before us, a question from Sunday. It was it's about waiting on the Lord. Some had questioned about whether waiting was not doing anything. And we were looking at some scriptures that in actual fact waiting is something active.
所以当我们学习了一些查考一些圣经，我们知道，等候其实是主动的，是要做一些事情。
I think I could express it this way.
我们这么来解释。
Waiting on the Lord is not waiting for the Lord.
等候神呢，不是 waiting on the Lord, 不是为了神而等候。
It could be people could say if we wait for the Lord to do it, we don't do anything, we become lazy.
就是说呢，人们认为呢，如果我们就是来等候神，其实是人们的意思，觉得好像我们什么都不做了。But
really, we want to wait on the Lord.
所以我们是在主里等候。
Which means we're actively participating in the plan of God.
其实我们是非常主动的来。
That is, we pray.
那就是呢，我们祷告。
We come to the throne of grace.
然后呢，来到那恩典的宝座上。
We remind God of His promises.
然后我们提醒神关乎他的应许。
And then we apply that to our specific instance.
然后我们也把这些应用到我们特别的例子里去。
And also, we have the scriptures that guide us in our everyday, everyday actions.
那我们也有这样的经文呢，来引导我们每一天的行为。
Normally, we have the scriptures that will give us direction as to what to do. We can act throughout the day.
然后也会有这个经文来带领我们每一天做什么。
But when the way becomes unclear, then we need to wait on the Lord to ask for His direction.
直到我们觉得旨意不明白的时候。
And then when we face impossible difficulties, there's no one else that can no one else that we can look to.
所以我们没有其他的人能够去仰望，能够去。
And so we come to the throne of grace to obtain that mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
然后我们来到神的宝座前，去得着他那最大的帮助。
Anyway, that was part of our discussion tonight. Maybe Harold, you have something you wanted to add to that.
Going on.
Okay. Maybe we have questions then.
这是我们对这个问题简单的回答。大家还有什么其他的问题啊？那个《列王记上》的有一个13章。
First King.
13章。13章。 就是有一个神供在另外一个神人，是吧？对，那个神劝他说，耶和华说的，你要到我家来吃饭，然后他就去他家吃饭了，吃饭之后，上帝就让他被把这个狮子咬死了。这个首先两个，你第一个是他吃顿饭或者没有从原路返回，上帝就要了他的命。这是我觉得是不是还那个来？第二，这个神呢也不知道另外一个神跟对他是不是说的是真话了，他说他。 就是有一个神说是你，比如说我是神跟你是神是吧？你说是耶和华跟你说的，按我去你家吃饭，那我肯定相信你说的，你说耶和华说的对不对？就是怎么样去区分这些到底是不是耶和华神的话领导他？明白我的意思吗？两个意思。
Okay. Yeah. Chapter 13 is the man of God from Judah, and. In summary, this is the whole story. There's two prophets, right? The younger one and the older one. And we all know that the younger one had a lunch or dinner with had a meal with the older one, right? And but it's of course it's a rebellion of God's word, and then finally the younger one was killed by a lion. Right? So the question is, firstly, why the punishment so severe? So just had a meal with an old prophet. Why then it's killed by a lion? So, and second question is, but the old one is also prophet. How can we know that this is not from God? Because the old one said, this is from God, that God tell me to tell you that you need to have a meal with me, not go back from the old route, right? The former route. But question is, how do we know? But you said you are from God, but how do we know it's not from God? Yeah.
Well, I think you find the answer in verse 9, actually. It's what he told Jeroboam. He had direct word from God himself. He didn't have to have God speak through a prophet. The younger prophet had the word directly from God, right? Verse 9.
所以第九节呢，其实那个年轻的先知啊，他有直接从神来的话的，所以他不需要再从别的人那里得这个话。所以第九节讲得很清楚，是神的话直接领到他。It says,
"For I was commanded by the word of the Lord," and here it is, sleep, when he speaks to Jeroboam, "You must not eat bread or drink water or return by the way you came."
所以第九节他是回答那个。 对那个王啊，就是那个王叫什么？耶罗伯安。对，他回那个王的时候，他就讲得很清楚神的吩咐了。And
then he tells the old prophet the same thing.
然后他也跟那个老先知在十七节讲了一样的事情。I've
been told by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water there, or return by the way you came.
对，就是十七节也讲了一样的，他跟老先知也回了一样的话。So
the younger prophet disobeyed the direct command of God and took a man's word for it.
所以这小先知呢，他其实是背逆了神的话，他用人的话来替代了神的话。What did
the old prophet say? The old prophet answered, "I too am a prophet as you are, and an angel said to me by the word of the Lord, an intermediary now, bring him back," and so on.
所以十八节呢，老先知在骗他的时候，他说呢，我也是跟你一样啊，他说有天使，所以呢，就做了个中间人。So
Now there's an intermediary. He had the direct word from God. He should have obeyed that, but that was his problem.
其实他是有直接从神来的话，他应该就顺服那个话就好。That
answers your first question.
The second question. The first question is
why so severe? Why so severe? Okay, I thought it was the second question, but. The other question. And that I'll leave to Mr. Summers.
I always like telling stories.
So oh, good.
I'm a storyteller.
Good.
So I'm going to tell you the Frank Kempa story.
Okay, you all know Frank Kempa?
He's Mary's husband. He helps set things up for the coffee in the mornings on Sunday morning. He's the one who often prays at the beginning of the breaking of bread. And so his story is very interesting. When we first met him, he wanted to know about the Bible. And so Harold Budd bought him a beautiful Bible and took it to his house.
Harold Budd老先生呢，也过世了，他就给他买了一本很好的。
This is a long story, but at the end you'll understand why I'm telling it.
这是个很长的故事，最后你就会明白为什么我讲这个故事。
We took it to his house. He said, "Well, I don't just want the Bible. I want to know what it means."
所以呢 ，Herod 呢 ，Herod 爸把那个圣经给了他呢，他说我不但要圣经，我要明白。
So we said, "Well, if you want to know, we'll come to your house and teach you."
然后呢，说呢啊，你要想明白呢，我们就去你家里教你。
So Harold and I said, we'll go to your house and teach you. They lived on 10th Avenue in McDonald. We said, we'll go down and we'll teach you.
然后我就说我们去，去你家里教你。
And just as we were leaving the house, Mary came in.
我们要离开的时候呢 ，Mary 进来。
And he said, these nice men are here. They brought us this Bible. They're going to come back and teach us what the Bible says.
然后他说呢，这些人来帮我买了圣经。教我们。
And Mary said, "No, they're not. They're not coming to this house." And she wouldn't let us come back.
但是 Mary 说不，我不想他们回来了，我不要他们再来。
Okay, so that's.
他太太就不许他们再来了。
But then a terrible thing happened. One day, her son, Mary and Frank's son.Was crossing the street to 10th Avenue and McDonald at lunchtime. The bus came and hit their son Stephen, and Stephen died.
然后呢，一件很悲哀的事来有了，就他们的长子呢，在路上玩的时候呢，被公交车撞就过世了。
And they were broken-hearted.
啊，他们非常伤心。
And the long story is that they wanted to know what the Bible said about.Little children who die.
所以呢，他们就很想知道圣经怎么讲的。小孩子死的时候。
So Harold Budd and I said, "Well, we'll come and we'll show you from the Bible what happens to little children who die."
然后呢，他们俩就说：“那我们要回来，来告诉你们呢，小孩子死了以后去哪。”
And so we did that, and we showed them from the Bible.About the Lord Jesus, about little children, we told them how they could be in heaven. And very quickly, both Mary and Frank trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
然后我们就跟他们讲了关于圣经，关于这些孩子死后去哪，去天堂。然后很快他们俩都信了。
So that's the introduction to the story. But the real answer to the question is this second part of the story. They decided.That they would come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
那他们决定了，他们要来这个十六届教会。
Because they wanted to learn more about the Bible.
他们要学习更多的圣经。
But they were Roman Catholics.
但他们都是天主教的。
And they wanted to go to the Roman Catholic Church.
他们想去天主教会。
So they would come to us one Sunday. The next Sunday they'd go to the Roman Catholic Church.Then they'd come to us every second Sunday. They came to us every second Sunday. They came to Roman Catholic Church.
那这周这个周礼拜天呢，去罗马天主教。这个礼拜天来我们这里，下礼拜天又到别人那去了。
We continued to go to their house on Saturday nights and tell them about the Bible, but they didn't know what to do. This church or that church.
但是我们也坚持礼拜六晚上呢去他们家教他们圣经，他们还是不知道该去哪。
One day, the Roman Catholic priest went to visit them.
有一天呢，那个天主罗马天主教的那个神父去拜访他们。
And the Roman Catholic priest said, "Why do we only see you every second Sunday? Why aren't you here every week?"
那神父就说呢，我们怎么不是每周都见到你呢？每两周才见到你。
And Frank said to them, "Well."We go to the other church because they teach us what the Bible says.
然后他们就说呢，我们去另外一个教会，因为他们教我关于圣经。
And the priest said to them, "That is your problem."
然后那个神父说呢，这是你们的问题。
Your problem is you keep listening to the Bible. You should be listening to the church.
那他神父说呢，你们有问题，你们不能一直只听圣经的，你们要听教会的。
He said, "God has spoken to us, remember?" And when God spoke to us, He gave us the power and the authority and the interpretation of the Bible, and you must come to us. You stop reading it for yourself. We will tell you what it means.
所以他说，神把这个权柄给了我们呢，你就听我们的就好了，你不要自己去读圣经，我会来告诉你圣经讲什么。
And Frank Campus said, thank you very much, you may go now.
Frank 就说，谢谢你啊，你现在可以走了。
And the man said, what?
怎么还要我走呢？
And Frank says, you have answered my question.
Frank 说，你已经回答了我的困惑，解决了我的难题。
He said, I choose to believe what God said in the Bible, not what you said, God said to you.
所以 Frank 说呢，我决定相信神在圣经里讲的话，而不是你说神告诉你的话。
And he's been coming to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel every Sunday since.
从此以后呢，他就每个礼拜天都来我们这儿了。
Okay, who are you going to believe?
你要相信哪一个？
You believe Eric Peterson? You're going to believe the Bible.
你相信 Eric 说的话，你还是相信圣经的话？
Eric Peterson says you're going to believe the Bible. That's what we all say.
Eric 说的，你要去相信圣经的话。
Okay, now why so serious?
为什么如此严厉呢？
Because if you believe what the other religions might teach you, they say, God spoke to me, this is what you're supposed to do. If you believe that, and you don't believe what God says, what's going to happen to you, Josh?
如果你呢，你就相信那个别人在别的宗教里说的，这是上帝告诉我的，你要按这个做，但是你不相信圣经说的呢，会发生什么？
Gonna die and go to hell?
你会去地狱的。
That's how serious it is.
这是非常严厉。
This isn't like a night school course. This is life and death. And so God tells us in the stories with extreme examples so that we understand that the issues are life and death. We must believe God and God only.
所以神的话，神讲这个道是非常极端，就是他告诉我们这是非常严肃的事情，我们总是直接要相信神的话，不要去相信人讲的话。生或者死，
就是死，你叫你不要去做的事情，不要去做，不要吃饭就不要去吞那个东西，是吧？
对。
Anything that we might be able to teach you, you should be able to confirm it for yourself in the scriptures.
所以我们不管教导是什么，你总是自己要在圣经里要去验证的，要去印证，你要自己读出来的。
I think of the where is the Bereans? Where is that from?
Yes, Acts 20:21-19.
使徒行传。
Acts 20, or Acts 17? Acts 17, verses 10 to 13.
17.
Yes, that's right, Acts 17, verse 10.
对，使徒行传17:10.
You want to carry on there?
Well, it just says the Apostle Paul went from city to city preaching, as you know. And he went to Thessalonica and he preached there, and then they ran him out of town, so he went to Berea.
所以他使徒保罗在这里呢，背景是他们一个城市一个城在讲道，然后他们在前一个城呢被赶出来了，他们就去了皮里亚。
And verse 10 says, somebody read it because I got the wrong translation open.
谁读一下第十节
read verses 10 and 11
十和十一
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往提利亚去二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂这地方的人咸于铁塞罗尼迦的人甘心领受这道天天考察圣经要晓得这道是与不是
Amen.
Okay, so the Bereans' strength was they listened to what Paul said and then they went to their Bibles it says here to see if what Paul said was true
所以你会看见这里对皮利亚人的评价呢是他们比其他地方人 要好好的表现是什么呢他们会查考圣经考察圣经要看这说的对或不对
So they wouldn't even believe the Apostle Paul
他们甚至连使徒保罗的话他也不是就捡来就行了
And that was highly commendable And then the next verse says
那下一节说呢
Verse 12
I know my, my eyes won't pull it off the page
12
I can't but I can't find 12 Here we are. Yes, right. Many of the Greeks believed. That's what happened. If you search the Bible and you know that God says it, why then your message is far more powerful. So, Paul preached it. They heard it. They checked against the Bible and then they told other people and many people became Christians.
所以呢是保罗说了然后他们去查考圣经他们发现是真的呢他们又去告诉其他人然后越来越多的人就信了
So when the Bereans told their friends about Paul's message what they said was we just learned that the Bible says this they didn't preach saying we heard Paul say that
所以他们告诉别人的时候他们肯定这么说他说我们刚刚明白圣经是这么说的他们不会说呢我们听到保罗是怎么说的
So Billy Graham always preached saying the Bible says
葛培里一直说圣经说
what the Bible says
圣经说
还有那个就是那哥林多前书的
First Corinthians
第九章
Nine
就是关于那个传福音的事情。他说我们经常就有过了那个说的。第九章的十五节开始吧。十六节。
16。
我传福音没有可夸的，因为我是不得已。若不传福音，我便有过了。就是我们一般有时候。跟陌生的朋友啊，或者是很熟悉的朋友，他们没有听过圣经的，我们跟他讲一讲。我觉得并不是不得已才去讲，或者很自然的就想去把这个福音告诉他们。再加上如果我们不传的话就有祸了，我觉得这个好像不太好理解，怎么会？如果不传的话就有祸吗
？First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16. Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach.Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. So, question is, why compelled to preach? Because we are very naturally, if we have burden in our heart for somebody else, we just preach gospel to them. It's not kind of forced to preach. And secondly, why if I do not do this, why woe to me?It's kind of not acceptable. Why won't me if I do not preach gospel to
Paul was given a special dispensation of the truth. He was a specially called apostle.
保罗的这是讲保罗的情况是很特别的，他是非常特别的。被神呼召出来，呼召出来去做一个很特别的服事。
You know, the Lord had 12 disciples, and He gave them the commission, the great commission, to go and preach.
神都有十二个使徒，对吧？然后他让他们都去，大使命去传福音。
But Paul was the one that was called especially to reveal the gospel of God.
使徒保罗是特别被呼召出来去启示神的福音的。
There's one verse in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 1.
比如说林前的四章一节。
Where we read, so then men ought to regard us. He's talking about Paul, he's talking about Peter, he's talking about Apollos. These are special men of God.Chosen in apostolic times as prophets and apostles. And,
oh. Yeah, 所以他这里其实是被呼召成为一个使徒的这个职分啊，在四章一节你看得见。
They didn't have the New Testament in those days.
那个时候没有新约。
The prophets, they were men that were especially gifted of God and through the Spirit of God, they revealed to men and to the congregations of Christians the scripture, the spiritual truth of the gospel.
所以他们是把属灵的这个福音的真理啊，是特别的通过保罗启示给这个这些保罗也传道的那些人。
Later through the letters that were written by Peter and John, James, and especially Paul, the truth of God was laid out. So he says here in verse 1 there that they were entrusted with the secret things of God.
所以四章一节讲到为神奥秘式的管家，他说我们其实就彼得啊约翰啊这些人特别是保罗，所以他启示的时候因为那时候没有旧约没有新约的组成部分就是他们写出来的，但是尤其以保罗为主，你看保罗的书信是最多的。
And again well maybe it'd be better if we go back to the book of Acts where we have Paul's commission, like the 12, they had their commission on the mountwith the Lord Jesus, but in the book of Acts we find Paul's commission given three times in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9.
回到使徒行传九章，我们会看一下保罗的三次传道的经历。
And verse 15.
九章十五节。
But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is an instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. And I'll show him how much he must suffer for my name.
主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君主并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
So there we see that he's a chosen instrument.
所以他是一个被拣选的器皿。
Chapter 20,
20章
and verse 23,
23节
we have his testimony before the Ephesian elders as he speaks to them his farewell address.
这是他们在保罗在跟以弗所长老告别的一个对话。
He says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, that the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
就刚才读的二十四节，这边提到他主领受的，从主那领受的职分。
And it was that gospel of the grace of God that was specially committed to the Apostle Paul.
所以，神福音的职分，恩惠福音的职分是特别的给了保罗。
And this gospel of the grace of God, we find it in its fullness in the book of Romans.
所以我们在 罗马书里啊，就把这样的福音呢看得特别清楚，讲得特别完整。
That's the gospel that was committed to Paul to preach.
这就是福音交托给保罗去讲的。
And he also, I think, in Acts chapter, is it? Where he's before Festus.
Maybe 26.
Or 22, sorry, before the council, or the crowd, I guess.
二十二章。
Yes, verse 14 of chapter 22, first of all.
14节。
Where he's testifying before the council in Jerusalem. Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you. This is the words of Ananias on that day when he was saved.
这个是亚拿尼亚在保罗得救的那一天说的话。
And verse 14, then the God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and see the righteous one, which Paul actually saw the Lord Jesus.
所以这里你看见他其实保罗是见到了耶稣了。
And to hear words from his mouth.
14节，刚才他读的14节，这个是你哈，这里他说的你其实是保罗。
And this is what the Lord Jesus said, Ananias said about him. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.
15节。
Where's the other one? 27?
26.
26 and.
26 and 15.
26章，再看26章。16.
Yeah. He said, then I asked the Lord, because the Lord has said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? But then in verse 15, he says, then I asked, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
14节到16节。
Then the Lord replied, now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you've seen of me and what I will show you. That is, the things that he would reveal to Paul later on. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light.
16, 17, 18节。
So that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So, I guess you want to read that portion.
Yeah, I tell them. 16, 17, and 18.
So, when you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I believe that's what he is referring to.
再回到临前的九章。
Chapter 9 and verse 16. When he talks about preaching the gospel, it had been a special dispensation that had been entrusted to him that he of necessity had to discharge. As an apostle.
当他讲到保罗这里讲到他要传福音，他是一个特别的职分，就是他其实是有肩负着把神的福音讲出来，形成圣经的这么一个职分。
And so you could say that he faithfully discharged that duty that he had.
而且你也可以说呢，他很忠诚地完成了这个职分。
I believe in, is it Second Timothy, where he says, I have fought the good fight.
Oh, yeah, Second Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 6.
Yes, okay, good.
4章6节.
Now, this is, I understand, is the last book that he wrote, is it not?
That's what they say, yeah.
提摩太后书四章六节，提摩太后书应该是保罗写的最后一卷书了。
Because we read about him being in prison.
他说他在监狱里。
It's at the end of his life. He's soon to be martyred.
他要很快要殉道了。
Martyred for the truth.
为了真理而殉道了。
And he says there in verse 6, writing to Timothy, For I am already being poured out like a drink offering.
他说我现在已经被浇奠，就像一个祭物一样。
That is, he poured himself out for the gospel's sake, for the sake of the Lord Jesus and the commission that he'd been given.
他因着自己的职责，因着福音，他把自己呢献上了。
And he says, the time has come for my departure.
我离世的时候到了。
I have fought the good fight.
我已经美好的仗打过了。
I finished the race.
当跑的路跑尽了。
I've kept the faith.
所信的道已经守住了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
从今以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
就算是公义审判的主，到那日要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的。
So he discharged that great burden that he had that God gave to him. He completed his course.
他把这样重担神给了他的，他完成了。
And he says, "Woe is me if I don't."
所以他说呢，我若不做呢，他有祸。
He would have lost his crown, but not his salvation.
他会失掉他的冠冕，但不是他的救恩。
Yeah, I keep on liking stories. I'm going to tell you three stories.
I just have to give you a couple of minutes, and you
got some more stories.
Good, I'm glad.
So the first, you know about these people. You don't know them all really well, but the first story is about Jimmy Pattison. Jimmy Pattison.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Pattison is the richest man in Vancouver.
Okay.
He's probably got $5 billion.
Donation the hospital.
That's right. He's the man. The Jimmy Pattison Pavilion at the Vancouver General Hospital.
Doesn't he own Superstore?
He owns just about everything, I would think. Yeah, he owns lots of
things. His net worth is about 500亿加币这样，然后他就捐了那个温哥华总医院的一个楼，然后他拥有一个就 Superstore 是他的，然后可能还有好多资产。
汽车第二 dealership 吧
yeah, many automobile dealerships. Toyota.
Yeah.
And he started out at General Motors and he's got all kinds now.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
he often goes to work very early on Saturday morning. I used to see him years ago going to work very early on Sunday morning. And I was very disappointed because he's supposed to be going to church. And he often went to work early Sunday morning.
我很失望，因为他应该星期天早上去教会才对，但他去上班了。
Somebody asked him, "Why do you do that?"
那有的人问他，你为什么要这样做呢？
And his answer was, "Why not?"
然后他说，为什么不能去上班？
It's nice. I make lots of money when I go to work.
他说我上班我就能挣很多钱啊。
And so his joy in life.Is making money. And when he goes to work, he makes more money, and he likes that.
对，他生活的乐趣就是挣钱。他去工作，他说挣钱，挣更多的钱，他就越高兴。
The second story is about Frank Haggerty.
第二个故事是关于 Frank Haggerty.
Frank Haggerty.
Haggerty.
Frank Haggerty was Blanquita Haggerty's husband.
他是 Blanquita 那个老姐妹的先生。
Okay, you remember Blanquita? She's the old lady who's got bad knees and quite a few other things. She comes whenever she can now, but she can't come because she's very ill.
就是她只要能来，她总是来我们教会。但她现在身体很不好，所以她星期天都不能来了。她 夫妻是去那个玻利维亚传道的。
Her husband was an outstanding preacher of the gospel.
非常出色的传道人。
She said to me a year and a half ago, quoting this verse.
那个 Blankina 就一年半前呢，就是跟 Harold 引用了这句经文。
Is me if I preach not the gospel.
他就说，如果我不传福音，就有祸了。
And her husband lost control of his mind, and he could no longer preach the Bible clearly.
就后来他先生的脑子可能就糊涂了，就他不能再传福音了。
And he wasn't invited to preach.
然后就没有人请他去讲道了。
And he was broken-hearted.
然后他非常伤心。
She said, "I understand that verse."
他说我是真明白这句经文的意思。
My husband was miserable. He couldn't tell people God's message anymore.
就他说我先生当他不能再跟别人传福音的时候呢，他特别特别的难受。
In those last days, he came to Tuesday night meetings.
他最后几年的时候，他有时候会来星期二晚上的那个祷告会。
And as soon as the meeting was over, he went around and collected all the hymn books.
然后整个祷告一结束呢，他就去收所有的那个唱歌本、唱诗本。
And he did that because he couldn't do anything else, and he said, "I'm going to do something."
然后他之所以这样做，就是他觉得他不能再做别的什么事了。他说，我一定要做点什么，所以他就去做。
At least I can collect the hymn books.
他说，至少我还能去收一收这些唱诗。
And so he was distressed in spirit if he couldn't preach.
就当他不能讲道的时候，他的灵里是特别受压制的，特别难受。
So he didn't say, "I want reward and blessing from other people, money and so on. I want money from what I preach."
他说他传道不是像别人说我工作就是挣钱，我那种快乐。他传道就是想要得到。
He said, I don't preach because I want to. He says, I preach because I have to.
他说我传道不是因为我喜欢传道，是我必须传道。
And therefore, he says, I wouldn't deserve to get money for preaching because I preach for nothing. I've got to preach.
他说我传道我也不收报酬，因为我不是为了收报酬才传道的，是我必须传道，这是我的责任。
So he says, I wonder how, this is the Apostle Paul now, the Apostle Paul says, how can I get some personal gain from preaching?
这也就是保罗在这里说的，他说我怎么能够通过传道去收别人给我的钱呢？
He says, this is the gain I'll get, I won't take money from anybody.
他说我是怎么得奖赏呢？就是我不用尽我所有的权柄，就当我传道的时候我不收钱，我免费。
He says, God can reward me for preaching if I don't take any money. That'll be my contribution. But there's no way I should be rewarded for preaching because I've got to preach.
他就说我当我免费传道不收报酬的时候呢，神就会奖赏我，这是我得奖赏的途径，而不是说我传道得奖赏，因为那不是我换得奖赏的途径，是我必须要做的事情。
So he says at the end of verse 17, I'm simply discharging the trust committed to me. There's been this responsibility that Eric's been talking about. It was committed to him. He says, I don't deserve any reward for that.
就是又回到那个哥林多前书九章十七节。他说我若甘心做事便有奖赏，若不甘心责任却已经托付我，就说我传道并没有值得什么夸奖的，因为这已经是托付给我的责任，是我必须要做的事情。
So verse 18 he says, what then is my reward?
然后呢十八节他接着说，但是既然这样我的奖赏是什么呢？我的赏赐是什么呢？
He says just this, that in preaching the gospel I may offer it free of chargeThat'll be my contribution, free of charge. My contribution isn't the preaching, because I've got to do that.
所以他说，就他得奖赏的存，就是我传福音的时候叫人不花钱得福音，就是传福音不是我的贡献，是我传福音不叫人不花钱得着，这是我的贡献，这是我靠这个才能得奖赏。
So my third story tonight is Eric Peterson again. Keep on using him as my example.
Will I leave now?
第三个是关于 Eric， 他说这个我今天又要用 Eric 来讲举个例子。
Okay, and you go to Eric Peterson and you say to him, Eric, we have decided you don't have to preach anymore.
如果我们现在跟 Eric 说 ，Eric， 你现在不用再讲道了。
Okay. And what is Eric going to say?
那 Eric 会说什么呢？
He's not going to say, oh, that's wonderful. I don't like preaching. Oh, no. He's not going to say that. He'll say, I can't preach. I'm brokenhearted. I've got to preach.
Amen.
I've got to tell people about Jesus.
Amen.
Eric 不会说，啊，那太好了，我终于可以休息，我终于可以不用讲了。他会说，真的吗？不用我讲到了吗？然后他会很伤心的。
So it's true of the Apostle Paul. It's true of Frank Haggerty. It's true of Eric Peterson. It's true of those who love the Lord.
所以这句经文说，我不传福音就有祸了。对刚才讲的这三个人来说，他们都是实用的，对所有爱主的人都是实用的。
There's an Old Testament prophet Jeremiah that I put in mind this in Jeremiah chapter 20。
在旧约里有一个先知叫耶利米哈，他在耶利米。书二十章，
嗯。Jeremiah, chapter one, verse. So, just to, that this is the call of Jeremiah.
第一章哈。
Jeremiah chapter one, verse four.
第四节。
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 4 verses 1 to 9, 10, yeah.
Chapter 4.
Chapter 1 verses 4 to 10 is the call of Jeremiah.
第一章的四到十节，这个是耶利米的呼召。
So the word, if you run a read it in Mandarin.
好，我们可以轮着读一下。
Read around, sure.
对，一节一节。
耶利米说：“耶和华的话临到我说，
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣；我已派你做列国的先知。”
我就说：“主耶和华，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。”
但主对我说：“你不要说我是个孩子。”因为我猜你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。于是耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。看哪，我今日立你在列邦列国之上。”为要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆又要建立栽植。
I'm just down to verse 10, that's fine. So there you have the call of Jeremiah, who was very reluctant. He didn't feel he was able to be able to be a spokesman for God.
所以这里我们看到神呼召耶利米的时候，耶利米其实是特别的不情愿，特别勉强的，因为他觉得他不知道说什么，很年幼，也不知道该说什么。
And there was great opposition to Jeremiah.
但是这是一个非常高的位分。
The kings that were serving as kings at that time were all against him.
那时候他的这一生当中所有经历的王都很反对他。
He had very few faithful friends.
他也很少有就是很忠诚的朋友。
One time he was shut up in a dungeon and almost up to his neck in mire, mud.
有一次他被关在这个地牢里的时候，他那个烂泥就已经到他的这个脖子这里。
Because he was put down into an old well.
然后放到一个旧的就深井里面去。
He was called the weeping prophet.
他被称为哀哭的先知。
Because his message came late. In the time of the kingdom,
嗯，他是在这个以色列王国的这个末期的时候做先知的。
And he had to prophesy about the destruction of Jerusalem and Judah.
然后他讲的这个预言都是关于耶路撒冷会被毁灭，犹太国会被毁灭的这些预言。
And so, but here we have in chapter 20, if you move along to chapter 20, we have Jeremiah complaining to the Lord.
那这里面就是耶利米在跟神抱怨。
He says, because the Lord had promised that he would be with him, that he would preserve him.
因为神承诺过，就应许过耶利米说，神永远和他同在，会那个持守他，坚守他。
But his experience has been very bitter.
但是呢，他的这个经历却特别的痛苦。
And he says here, "Oh Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived."
第七节哈，他这里说，耶和华，你曾劝导我，我也听了你的劝导。
You overpowered me and prevailed.
你比我有力量，且胜了我。
He says, I'm ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me.
他说我终日成为笑话，人人都戏弄我。
Whenever I speak out, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction.
我每逢讲论的时候就发出哀声。
So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long.
我喊叫说有强暴和毁灭，因为耶和华的话终日成了我的凌辱讽讥刺。
So his message has brought nothing but persecution and seemingly.The nation hasn't turned back to God. His ministry has been futile.
就是他替神说的这些话呢，没有得到任何的正面的回应，全部都是对他的迫害。然后整个以色列国都拒绝他，都弃绝他。
And now he has considered giving up the prophethood.
然后他现在在考虑就不再当这个先知了。
But he can't.
但他不能啊。
He says here.But if I say I will not mention him anymore or speak any more in his name.
然后他在第九节他说我若说我不再提耶和华也不再奉他的名讲论。
He said his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones.
我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火闭塞在我骨中。
I'm weary of holding it in, indeed I cannot.
我就含忍不住不能自禁。
See the fire, the word of God.Had such a power that it had to be told out, and that I think is what exercises men of God to preach in the face of the utmost difficulty. That's why Paul could say, "Woe is me if I preach not."
所以，神的话如此的有力量，在你的心里，你是不能不说的，你是不能停止自己不说的。所以这也就是保罗为什么在这经文里说，如果我不传福音，就有祸了。
I don't think any preacher ever had to preach the same conditions that Jeremiah had to preach.
因为他说我想没有哪一个讲道人是在耶利米的这样的环境里去讲道的。
His nickname was Jeremiah the Weeping Prophet.
因为他的外号就是哀哭的先知。
He goes on there, but and really his complaint ends up. He goes up and down in a sense there, but his trust is in the Lord, and he does finish his course.
所以大家的一生，虽然他有的时候会起起伏伏，但他最后还是持守住了神给他的这个责任。
So anyway, that's just a picture of the preacher's burning desire to expound and to preach the word of life.
所以这个耶利米这个例子能帮助我们明白，就是这个传道人心里那个燃烧的这个火，以及他的这个负担，要替神传讲他的话的这个。
在那个二十章第七节里，他为什么说主欺苦了我？他用的是 deceive。
哪里？是这个吗？
对，耶利米第二十章第七节。
So his following question is the same chapter, chapter 20, and verse 7. Here it said,
You deceived me. Why you deceived?
I was deceived.
You deceived me and I was deceived.
神只能会去欺哄一个
人。Deceive means cheat.
Cheat, right.
Why here use this word?
Yeah, it's an active word.
Cheat?
No.
Deceive.
Deceive.
Yeah. Why use the word deceive here?
Yeah. Well, I guess it comes from that the Lord told him that he would be, the Lord would stand by him.
Oh, because he曾经说过，他说我永远站在你这边，我永远支持。
Chapter 1, verse 8, we read that.
然后我们在第一章的第八节的时候读过这，看到过这个。他说，哦 ，For I'm with you.
Do not be afraid of them.For I am with you, and will rescue you.
因为这里神那个应许他的，他说你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
那神的确欺哄了他，这意思是说。
So did Lord really
deceive him?
Yeah.
No, he was complaining.
他在抱怨。
He didn't wait long enough.
就是他有点失去耐心了啦。就是如果他等足够时间长，他就知道神没有欺哄他。他那个时候是，对他觉得神欺哄他了。
他有点不能忍受了，就是
对他在抱怨的时候。
但后面他一说，他说我也受了你的欺哄，但是还是被
他还是抱怨嘛，还
是
抱怨。
你哪样？
他就是
到底欺哄了他没有？
没有，他等到结果最后就没有。
你看十一节接着就说了，仰望耶和华与我同在。
I would ask anybody that if you had to face the problems that Jeremiah faced, would you not maybe complain to the Lord?
但是他可以问大家一个问题：如果你面对耶利米面临的这样的环境的话，你会不会跟神抱怨？
We complain when one person is against us.
那可能我们是有第一个人跟我们这个反对的时候，我们就已经开始抱怨了。
Let me just his complaint, right?
Yes, that's his complaint.
It's not the fact.
The Lord never. How could the Lord deceive?
The Lord never deceive anybody.
The Hebrew word, I've got a New Berean Bible, and it gives a slight translation variation there. The Hebrew word can be translated deceived. It can also be translated persuaded.
那这个要按照希伯来原文呢，可以翻成那个欺哄，也可以翻译成说服。
So if you put the word persuaded in there, you can understand how deception will come in. Jeremiah, Eric read the verses in chapter 1, Jeremiah was persuaded to serve the Lord.
所以在第一章的时候，刚才我们提到，就是是神劝他，就是说服他去服侍神的。对。
He knew there were going to be difficulties, but he didn't know what they were.
他知道会前方会有困难，但他不知道什么样的困难等着他。
When it got to the very end, he said, "I didn't think it was going to be this difficult."
所以到后来他才知道，我的天哪，我不知道这个麻烦，这个困难这么大呀。
And in that way, he says, I was deceived because, Lord, you didn't tell me all the details of the problems that were going to be there.
So, 这种从这个意义上说呢，他说神呐，你骗了我，你当时没跟我说清楚呀，这个困难这么大呀。
Okay, that's the way he treats you and me.
然后这也是神对待我们的方式。
If he told you all the problems that you're going to get by the time you're 85. You might be reluctant to get out of bed in the morning.
就是如果神告诉你在85岁这个年纪的时候要是一个什么样的情况的话，你可能早晨都不愿意起床了。
Okay, so the Lord says, "You go ahead. I'll be with you every day. I'll be with you in the good days. I'll be with you in the difficult days."
所以神只是告诉他说，你去吧，我会跟你同在的。你好的时候我也跟你同在，你不好的时候我也跟你同在。
Jeremiah didn't stop. He kept going.
He kept going. Yeah.
实际上耶利米并没有就此停止，他继续往前走。
The difficulty and maybe for the away.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
And so remember when we read these verses this evening, when Paul was called, the Lord said to him, I will show him what great things he must suffer for my sake.
所以当保罗被呼召的时候，神已告诉他说，我要，我，他将来要为我的名受很多的苦。
He didn't tell them all to him right then.
但那时候他没有把所有的细节都告诉他。
He showed them slowly.
然后他只是一点，慢慢的一点点启示给。
But as he showed them to him, he gave him grace.And Paul kept going.
当他面对这个苦难的神也给了他足够的恩典，让他可以继续往前走。
And then one time, on several occasions, God said to Paul, Paul, if you go to Jerusalem, you're going to have real trouble.
在有一个时点上，神其实跟保罗说了，说如果你要去耶路撒冷的话，你会遇到大麻烦的。
And Paul said, I've already suffered a lot. God has called me to go. I will go even if I suffer more.
那保罗说，我反正已经受了很多苦了，就算前面到耶路撒冷还要受再多的苦的话，我还是要去。
So we don't know all the good things for tomorrow. And we don't know all the difficult things for tomorrow.
我们不知道明天会发生什么好的事情，我们也不知道明天会遇到什么样的困难。
All we do know is God is good, and God is love, and He has helped us, and He will help us. We get to go to heaven.
我们一知道的就是，我们的神是好的神，然后他是爱我们的神，然后他
会帮助我们直到天堂。
对，他会帮助我们直到我们去天堂。
Certainly suffering is something that no one is immune from. Christians are not going to be immune from suffering of some kind or other.
就是我们这个基督徒是不可能在苦难上有免疫的，就是我们每个人都要经历苦难。
I just thinking of our New Testament in English. The man who is responsible for the first great translation into English,a man named William Tyndale.
他说我想到的就是我们这本英文圣经的那个第一个翻译的人叫 William
Tyndale. William Tyndale. He was, his great desire, he said, was to translate the scriptures into English so that even a plowboy, a boy that was plowing, a farm boy,might be able to read for himself the word of God.
他说他心里有一个强烈的愿望，就是他要把圣经翻译成英文，让那个犁田的，就是农，就干农活的小男孩都能够读懂。
And so he set himself the task of translating the scriptures into English.
所以他自己给自己定了一个工作，就是要把圣经翻译成英文。
Guess what his reward was?
他的奖赏是什么呢？
The world religious system burned him at the stake.
就是当时的这个宗教的人士就把他放在火刑柱上烧了。
And so many Christians had to suffer a lot for the faith down through the years, and they still are today in different places of the world.
所以很多基督徒都要为他们的信仰受难，直到今天也是这样。
We have it very very easy here in this country.
我们在这个国家加拿大其实是很容易的啦。
Think of your brothers and sisters in China.
想想我们在中国的弟兄姐妹。
Many of them are suffering. If they witness boldly for the Lord Jesus, they may suffer the consequences.
就如果在中国你大胆的为耶稣做见证的话呢，其实你是会有一些后果的。
It may be a loss of jobs.
你可能会丢了工作。
Position and status,
或者你这个官职位就没有了。
And if they continue, it may be imprisonment.
如果你继续的话，可能会进监狱的。
One of my favorite commentators on the scriptures was a man named Watchman Nee from China.
我非常喜欢的一个解经家呢，就是尼陀生，就是中国的一个传道人。
He was imprisoned under Mao Zedong.And
Mao Zedong 时代的时候就被关进监狱。
Never came out of prison.
他也没有从监狱能够活着出来。
As far as we know, he died there in prison.
他是死在里面的。
He preached, he preached many times in the West as well. He was a very good preacher.
他也在西方讲过很多道，他是一个很好的传道人。
So suffering, not only did the apostles suffer, but Christians suffer.
所以不仅仅是使徒要受苦难，我们每一个基督徒都会受。
We can be misunderstood by our families.
可能我们的家人会误解我们。
And rejected by society.
也可能被这个社会所拒绝，所抛弃。
But what a reward, a crown of righteousness.
但是我们的奖赏是公义的冠冕。
Peter said that I believe that the sufferings of this present time are nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed.
彼得说过，就是跟那个存到永远极大极重比的荣耀相比，现在这个受的苦是至暂至轻的。
And the contrast there is suffering for a time, but glory for eternity.
这里面的对比就是暂时的痛苦和永恒的荣耀。
But we have the great privilege.As our brother was saying, we have the word of eternal life that we can impart to others.
其实这是我们很大的一个荣幸了，就是我们可以把这个永恒的存到永恒的道去讲给别人听。
So that's a great, great privilege. And we might say, woe is any one of us if we don't preach the gospel.
这是我们一个很大的荣幸，同时我们也可以说我们若不传道的话就有祸了。
May the Lord help each one of us to be better witnesses for him.
求主使我们每个人都成为一个更好的见证人。
Back to Jeremiah chapter 20 in verse 6.
他这边讲了一个说，你向他们说假预言的，就是这里是讲的是谁呀？
Here mentioned you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. Here, 你是说。
这讲的是什么意思这一段
What's the meaning of this verse?
That was the that was a false prophet. He was a priest, Pashur. He was a false prophet.
这里面的这个巴施户尔啊，他是一个假先知。
Read that from the beginning of the chapter, and I think you'll get the idea.
我们如果从这一章开始读呢，你可能就能明白了。
When the priest Pashur, son of Immer, the chief official officer in the temple of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things, he had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and put in the stocks. You know the stocks where they put them. He sits there in public and you know, and locked up.
就是这个人，然后他把那个耶利米就是带上那个枷呀，然后在那个公共的场合里面就让他在那跪着。
And the next day he let Jeremiah go, but Jeremiah prophesied about the end of Pashur.
然后第二天他把那个耶利米放了，然后耶利米呢就跟他讲他将来要是什么样的结局的预言了。
He'd be carried away to Babylon and so on.
然后这里面预言到他要被掳到巴比伦去。
That's the, I believe that's the.
那为什么要说是你呢？说 you？ 他一般 you 就是指那个神嘛。
But you, who is you here? You is.
Well, that's Jeremiah saying to Pa. He's speaking to Pashur.
这里的你就是巴施户尔。
就指那个。
But it's interesting that he says to him, Pashur, you will go into Babylon. But the verse ends, verse 6 ends, There you will die and be buried, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. Why would they, the people who listened to his prophecy, why would they get the same punishment that he got?
那这里面是说不单是巴士户尔啊要被掳去，而且他那个就听他的那个说假预言的那些朋友们，他们也要跟他得到一样的惩罚，也要被掳去，而且死在那里，葬在那里。
Okay, so there were two prophets.
所以这里有两个预言。
One was Pashur, and the other was Jeremiah.
两个先知。
哦，两个先知，一个是耶利米，一个是巴士户尔。
Pashur preached of the ecclesiastical organization, we would call it a church behind him. He preached with the power of the church.
就是巴士户尔，他是凭什么权柄来做预言呢？他是按照那个祭司的那个制度，就是他是这一家的这个家族下来的，然后他是按照这个教或者说是教会体系吧，哈，那个。
Jeremiah preached with the authority of the Lord.
耶利米呢，这说预言的这个权柄是直接从神那里来的。
And the question is, which one would you believe?
问题就是你要相信他们中的哪一个呢？
Jeremiah preached the message that they didn't want to hear.
耶利米说的那些预言他们并不想听。
Pashur preached the message that they did want to hear.
那个巴士户尔讲的预言他们爱听。
Jeremiah's message was, you must turn from your sin or you will go to Babylon.
然后耶利米的预言是说呢，你必须从罪中回转，否则你就要去巴比伦。
Pashur's message was, everything's going to be okay, somehow we'll be delivered, don't worry about it, come on, let's go to another party.
然后巴士户尔预言就是说没关系的，一切都平安无事，神会这个保守我们的，我们再开个 party 吧。
So why did people listen to Pashur's message rather than to Jeremiah's message?
为什么人愿意听巴士户尔的预言而不愿意听耶利米的？
Because they liked what Pashur was saying. They didn't want what God was saying.
因为他们就是喜欢巴士户尔说的这些话，他们不喜欢听神的话。
So Pashur's friends and the people who listened to his prophecy were people who chose their sin over God.
所以那些听愿意听巴士户尔话而且相信他这个预言的那些人呢，他们其实就是选择不要神。
It is the same everywhere you find it.
所以这就是你在哪里都能看到的罪。
So the headlines in the news today is that Stephen Hawking is dead.
霍金。
哦，所以今天我们看到的新闻头条就是霍金死了。
Who is Stephen Hawking?
谁是 Stephen 霍金呢？
He was a man who was the great cosmologist.
天文学家。
他是一个最著名的天体物理学家。
Okay.What does he know about cosmology?
他对天体物理学的了解是什么呢？
He knows a lot about cosmology.
他知道很多关于天体物理的东西。
And he can tell you the mathematics of black holes.
然后他可以告诉我们这个黑洞的这个数学原理是什么。
This is one of the most famous things he said recently.
他最近说的一个很著名的一段话是这样的。
He says it's better to live life to the full.Today, than to hope for heaven tomorrow.
他说，在今天尽情享乐比将来去天堂要好。
Did he learn that in physics class?
这是他在物理学上学来的吗？物理课上学来的吗？
Did he learn that when he studied mathematics?
这是他学数学研究数学研究出来的吗？
Did he learn that when he studied black holes?
是他研究黑洞得出的结论吗？
But the people want to hear that.
但是人们愿意听他这么说。
He says, among other things, he says that the brain will die and that will be the end of it.
Brain, 脑子会死。 就他说人的脑子会死。
But the people who believe that there's something after death are the people who are afraid of the dark.
就是如果你还相信死后有什么没结束的话呢，你就会害怕黑暗。
Did he learn that from physics class?
他是从这个物理当中学到的吗？
But the people all listen to it. You can find those quotes on the internet today. They're there. This is he's this famous man who's saying these things. Why do people listen to him?
所以我们今天到处都可以看到人们引用，在网上引用他说的这些话。为什么人们会？
Because they want to believe what he says.Regardless of whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't make sense. Logically, it doesn't make sense.
就是人们就是喜欢听他怎么，因为他们也是这么想、这么相信的。因为他不管他说的这个话在逻辑上有没有毛病、成不成立，他就是选择相信。
This is what he said about what happened before the Big Bang.
他说的是他关于这个，他解释这个在大爆炸以前的事情哈。
He says, before the Big Bang, we don't really know a matter, we don't really know what it's all about. But he said, before the Big Bang is like going south, in the world.
Going south.
向南走。
哦，他说在大爆炸之前是往南走的。
Okay, and he says when you get to the South Pole, you can't go any farther south.
然后你到了南极呢，你就不能再往更南的地方走了。
And therefore, you don't have to worry about what happened before the Big Bang.
哦，他是说你要走到南极了，你就没不能再往南走了，所以我们不用去关心大爆炸以前发生的事情，就到此就为止了。
Did he learn that in physics class?
这是他研究物理研究出来的吗？
Why do people believe him? Why do people listen to him?
为什么人们愿意听他说而且愿意相信呢？
Because they want to hear what he says. And Jeremiah says, Pasher, you'll go to Babylon and die, and so will everyone who wants to listen to you. I've told you the truth.You don't want it. Your friends don't want it. The people who listen to you don't want it. You're all going into the same judgment.
所以人们愿意相信霍林，就是因为他们心里也是这么想的，这是他们的选择。所以耶利米在这里面说，就是不光这个八十会儿，以及所有相信他话的人都要去巴比伦，都要死在那里。
八十会儿。我这个霍金就是个八十会儿。
Stephen Hawking is just like Bashu.
That's right.
Yeah,
not sure.
Exactly.
Very important man in his day, no doubt. He's a priest and he was made himself a prophet.
No. Mm-hmm.他那个巴舒珀在那个当时他的年代
也是非常出名，
对，他是个祭司，而且他跟别人说他是先知，
肯定是很有影响力的人，
对，
非常有影响力的人。
Very good. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll
close,
I think, with a word of prayer. If we ask our brother, Aaron, would you just close us?
Yeah, you pray for us.
Yeah?
That's all sore.
Then Harold, would you pray first, please?
Lord, we want to thank you for the word of God.
主啊，我们要谢谢你赐给我们你的话。
There are multitudes of voices.Out there. And Lord, much of what they say is good and much of what they say is lies.
主啊，我们这个每天都听到很多乱七八糟的话，他们大部分都是谎言。
And how would we know what to do?
我们应该知道怎么办呢？
And yet we have the word of the Lord.
但是我们还有神的话。
And it will stand forever.
神的话会存到永远。
And we thank you so much for ever revealing it to us.
我们谢谢您所启示的我们，启示给我们的每一点亮光。
We don't deserve to know it, to understand it, to be encouraged by it.
我们其实是不配 您启示给我们，鼓励我们的。
But we're so thankful that you sent the word of God to us.
但是我们感谢您把您的话赐给我们。
So Lord, bless us tonight. We pray.
主，我们谢谢为今天向您献上感谢。
And we pray that you will just keep us during the week.
也求您保守我们在余下的一周的时间里。
We've been studying about the Apostle Paul who went everywhere telling people about the Lord Jesus.
我们今天学习了保罗去到世界各地去跟别人分享福音。
Lord, help us to tell some people this week about the Lord Jesus too.
主，求你帮助我们在这个星期里也能跟别人传讲福音。
So we just pray for your blessing. Pray for Cindy, Lord, who came and had to leave today.
主，我们求你祝福我们，我们也特别为 Cindy 祷告。
And we thank you for her interest in the gospel, but Lord, she doesn't know the Savior yet.
我们谢谢您让她对福音有兴趣，她还不认识救主。
She's a scientist, something like Stephen Hawking, Lord.
她像霍金一样，也是一个科学家。
But she needs the Savior too.
但是她也需要救主。
And we pray that you will reveal Jesus Christ to her and that she will trust him as her Savior and Lord.
主，我们求您把耶稣启示给她，让她能够接受耶稣基督做她的救主。
So Lord, we give thanks. Just continue to bless and to work in us and through us, we pray.
主，我们谢谢您一直不断地祝福我们，也通过我们来祝福别人。
We give thanks to you in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
Amen.